step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We do not learn from experience. We learn from reflecting on experience. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we listen in as Tony Robbins talks with us about becoming better through self-reflection. Enjoy.
Well, I always tell people, I said, tell me your schedule. And they'll go, well, you know, I go to work and I work 9 to 5 and I come home, I'm exhausted. And so, you know, when am I going to start a business? I said, well, what about the other 8-hour shift? Because that's what I did, right? I had to be able to work from 8 to 5 in a normal job. And then I started working as a janitor because I worked my own hours in the middle of the night. But I worked 8 to 5 and literally I'd come home, I'd get a bite to eat, and then I'd start my work at 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m. And I'd go from 6:30 to 2 a.m. And I'd get another 7-8 hours in. And that's how I built everything in the beginning. That's honestly what's required. And to not do that is to cheat yourself. Because in the end, what we get will never make us happy. I don't care how many stars on your chart, how many Academy Awards, how much money you make. What makes us happy is progress. Progress equals happiness. If you're not growing, you're dying inside. If your relationship's not growing, it's dying. If your business is not growing, no business stays static. It's either growing or it's dying. If you're at that plateau, you're going down. You better do something right now. So the mindset has to be, this is the way I live going forward. I am a learning machine because we're living in a world where technology is changing so quickly. I got to stay ahead. And that makes people fulfilled because you become more. You're not just doing something because you have to or because you're trying to keep up. In business, every one of your readers or viewership in this case should really ask themselves the question, who am I at my core? Because we all have different gifts that we can give. And business, I think, you know, other than love, your labor is probably the most sacred gift you can give any human being because it's so much of your time, your energy, it's the essence of all you've developed in your life. If you look at it, there's 3 gifts you can give. There's the gift of a specific art, a skill set, an ability, a talent that you have. And many people are artists. They're not just artists like they paint. They have something that they're just so good at, and then they start a business because they go, you know what? I can design better clothing than the person I work for. I can write better code. Of course, running a business is more than just the art of it, right? And most businesses are started by an artist, and most businesses, you know, fail. So if you look at that, you'd say, if I'm an artist, I'm going to struggle because I'm going to want to do my art. A great business person says, it doesn't matter what I care about. I can't fall in love with my product or service. I need to fall in love with my client, and I got to constantly changing to meet their needs. Don't fall in love with your product or service. Fall in love with your ideal client. That's a different game. There's another type of person who's more of a manager leader, meaning their gift is not a specific skill set, like selling or creating or something. It's managing people and processes, and they love it, all right? And it's their nature. When it's your nature, you tend to get good at it if you work at it, right? Because it's just who you are. You're reinforced for it. And then there's the entrepreneur. And everybody calls himself an entrepreneur, but there are people that are entrepreneurial and that are entrepreneurs. And an entrepreneur by nature is different. They love risk. They live risk. It's like Steve Wynn's dear friend of mine, and he took me to Cal, and I saw this guy lose $10 million, in less than 30 minutes. And the guy got up and gave Steve a hug and said, "Oh, Mr. Wynn, you're incredible." He actually said, "Would you take a picture?" And I'm used to hearing this, right? So I said, "Sure." And he goes, "No, would you take a picture of me with Mr. Wynn?" And he just lost $10 million from him, right? That guy's an entrepreneur, right? You lose $10 million, I'll just figure another way to earn it again, right? It's a different mindset. An entrepreneur is in it for the money, right? They might be in for other things too, but they do want to make money. The artist is not as committed to making money. They want to make money, but they want to do their art. They want to make that dress. They want to write that code. They want to do what they love. So if you're going to be a successful business person economically, you got to say, who am I and who do I need? If I'm a great artist, I probably need a good manager, leader as a partner, because they're going to help me build the organization and I can still do the art that people love. And I'm going to just make sure my art is what they want, not just what I want. If I'm going to grow and scale, who am I? If I'm a manager leader, I might want to tie in with a great entrepreneur because there's going to be something much greater I can be a part of and own a piece of potentially if I'm there. If I'm an entrepreneur, I'm looking for great artists because they're going to be the core of my business. I'm looking for great manager leaders. So you got to know who you are and who you need.
At Inc., we pay a lot of attention to entrepreneurs, what they think. We survey them. We read other people's surveys. And one of the questions that comes up over and over again, we'll ask people who identify as entrepreneurs, what's your biggest challenge?
Yes.
Surprisingly, people will volunteer, "I don't have the right idea," which fascinates me. Because if you don't have the right idea, why are you identifying as an entrepreneur in the first place?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to dismiss it. I'm trying to understand, and I'm curious.
When they say I don't have the right idea
to succeed, to build the business of my dream. You were all about inspiring people and getting people to dig inside themselves. Where do those good ideas come from? Where should these people turn to find those right ideas?
You know, Steve Jobs used to say the best ideas are stolen, right? Because, you know, he didn't create the mouse. You know, the Apple came, he went to Xerox, right? And they built the mouse. They built that interface. He just went out and basically stole it, right? I would say, you know, Starbucks was modeled, right? Churchill's overseas. He sees this incredible situation in Italy and says, "Wow, this could translate so well. Let's take this back here to Seattle." You don't have to be the originator of an idea. You can see a model that works and just execute better than someone else, or see something that works one place and bring it to where it's not. The idea that you have to be an original thinker, I consider myself to have a lot of original thoughts, but I also believe, holy cow, I stand on the shoulders of so many people that I've learned throughout the years that I've forgotten half of where it's come from because I've read so much, learned so much, interviewed so many people. The ideas come from A, looking for them, being obsessed to find them, and being clear about what you're looking for. I'm looking for something that's going to change lives in this way, or that I'm really passionate about in this subject and that I really believe can have a margin. So I think that's one thing.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.